Welcome to Wednesday's edition of CNN Student News. You're halfway through the week. I'm Carl Azuz. It's good to see you. First up today, there are about 32,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan, plus those of some U.S. allies. President Obama announced yesterday that almost 10,000 American troops would stay in Afghanistan through next year. Their role is changing, though. The president says the U.S. combat mission ends this year. Remaining troops will be focused on training Afghan forces and fighting al-Qaeda terrorists. Afghanistan's got to agree to U.S. troops staying, though. Its current president, Hamid Karzai, won't. But the two political candidates competing to succeed him say they will. Some Republican lawmakers say they're glad the U.S. will keep some troops in Afghanistan, but that putting dates on their withdrawal could lead to violence afterward. A U.S. official says U.S. forces in Afghanistan will be reduced to about 1,000 after the year 2016. Republican lawmakers are considering significant changes to a child nutrition law passed in 2010. The law's goal was to encourage students to eat healthier school lunches. The government required schools to use less sodium in meals, and it required students who qualify for free or reduced price meals, about 30 million students nationwide, to pick up a fruit or vegetable with their lunch. First Lady Michelle Obama is a strong supporter of the law.
Parents have a right to expect that their kids will get decent food in our schools. And we all have a right to expect that our hard-earned taxpayer dollars won't be spent on junk food for our kids.
But an official from the School Nutrition Association says they're not pushing for junk food in lunches. They just want the fruit or vegetable requirement dropped. The group says there's a lot of waste from students picking what they have to get the free meal, but then immediately throwing it away. Next story involves planes and law enforcement. Technology that has been around maybe a little after the Wright brothers is combining with camera surveillance technology, and it's giving police an upper hand in tracking some crime suspects. Not everyone's on board with the idea of pursuing people using an eye in the sky, but it is having an impact.